So the first C of consumption, I'm sure a lot of people are not surprised when I tell them, if you really want to make your wealth shift, you first must tackle your credit cards. That's right, the double C's, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discovery, the numerous department store and gas cards, and the list goes on and on. Look, we are bogged down in credit card debt. As Americans, there is no secret that this is exposing us and creating some catastrophic results. I'll give you an example. I recently read an article on creditcards.com, and the article talked about how the average American has $16,000 worth of credit card debt, and that debt is averaging around 15 to 17% interest that is compounding out of control. So let me just say right here, if that is you, if you have $16,000 of credit card debt with around 15% interest rates, there is no doubt about it. You are creating a wealth shift. Unfortunately, that shift is not in your favor. You are only making the credit card companies rich. But look, I'm not here to focus on the problem. Instead, I would love to give solutions. So this is the time I'm going to ask that you get your pencil and paper and any other information that you feel will be useful. And I want to give you a couple of strategies and suggestions that will help you tackle and reduce your credit card debt. The first strategy with eliminating or reducing your credit card debt is to know where you are. I can't stress how important this is because so many people are buried under mountains of debt. And when I go to help them, they actually have no idea exactly where they are. They don't know how much debt they have. They throw darts and take guesstimations. They don't know how much interest rates they're paying. They throw out a number and hope it sticks. But before you can clean up the mess, you have to know what the mess looks like. So get everything in order. And if I was to ask you tomorrow, what is your credit card debt? You should be able to tell me, I have X amount of credit card debt and I'm paying X amount of interest. If you don't know those answers right now, this is the time to pick up the phone, open your statements, and find out that information. That's the first start. Now, after you've gotten that information together, it's time to become your own agent. And by that, I mean you need to start picking up the phone and negotiating for yourself. You know, the average person has more leverage than they give themselves credit for having. And while most of us receive, on average, 2 to 3 credit card offers each month, very few of us actually use that to our advantage. So let's say that you are paying double-digit interest rates on your credit card debt. You should be in a position where you are calling your current credit card provider and asking them to lower that because you are considering moving that balance over to a new card that is offering a low to zero introductory interest rate. Understand that these companies know how valuable you are to them. If you are making regular monthly payments on your credit card, you are truly adding to their bottom line. And that's what these companies are about, the bottom line. So if you are threatening messing with their profits, they'll work with you. But you have to negotiate. You have to let them know that you are serious. And until you back it up with action, until you give them a strategy to say, I am willing to work with you if you're willing to work with me. Sometimes it takes a couple of months of on-time payments for them to lower your interest rates from 15 to 10 or from 10 to 5. But it's worth the conversation because that negotiation just by itself can literally save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars over that repayment process. So negotiate. But let's just say that they're not willing to negotiate. Well, I just mentioned how the average American gets anywhere between 2 to 3 credit card offers almost every month. So another strategy is just moving that debt. move it from a high interest rate to a very low to, again, a 0% introductory credit card. Now, there may be a transaction fee with that transfer, so you want to investigate that cost. But most of the times, it's well worth the offset. Now, keep in mind with this particular strategy, you only have a window of time before those interest rates go back up. Because remember, they are just introductory interest rates, but that's fine. It gives you 6 to 12 months to really lower that interest and strategize and hopefully pay those credit cards off sooner. And speaking of paying our credit cards off sooner, that's the last strategy I truly want to focus on. I have studied some very smart and incredible men and women in this world of finances, and they've given some great strategies on how to lower or reduce your credit card debt. I've heard this snowball effect. I've heard the paying the highest interest rate first, the lowest interest rate first, the smallest, tackling that one. I've heard them all, and I think they all have merit. So I'm not here to say which one's better than the other. But I am here to say you have to find the strategy that fits your personality. Now, if you only are working with one credit card and you just have to pay that off, then that's your only job. So get to it. But for those of you who have multiple credit cards, for those of you who are having a hard time wrapping your hands around which one should I pay off first, please understand that you must first, get a system. And I would recommend that you put all of the credit cards together, know where you are, know what you're working with, and if it makes sense for you to pay off the lowest credit card debt to knock that one out, and now you go from 4 to 3 and it makes you feel better, then do it. But if it's painful for you to pay the smaller debt off while the larger debt has a higher interest rate, then you have to pay attention to how you're wired. You see, the bottom line is that you want to knock those credit cards out in the fashion that fits you and your personality. And while it may make sense for you to consolidate them all, I would encourage you to first start on a strategy with knocking each and every one of them out one at a time. Because with just that, time, strategy, commitment, and determination, you will pay those credit cards off. But you have to first get all of your things in order. Know where you are. Become a great negotiator for yourself. And then take action into your own hands by using the leverage that you have and making the appropriate moves. And ultimately, pay attention to yourself. Understanding your personality, how you're wired, and allow time to do the rest. One of my favorite quotes is by Les Brown, and he says that life is in a battle for territory. And the minute that you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will immediately take over. Well, reducing or eliminating your credit card debt is worth fighting for. So climb back into that ring. And don't come out until you win.